to the first guy. I am a trend. I have words to speak. I'm full of power by the spirit in you. I have a trend.
I
have words to speak. I'm full of power.
I'm full of power.
By the Holy Ghost in me.
By the spirit.
I don't disdain the words given to me.
I'm full of power by the Spirit.
Say, I have a trust.
I have words to speak. I'm full of power by the Spirit.
Say, I have a trust.
Two or three people, come forward. Let me see. Two or three. You have one for the house. Ale vale gari la mana. One. Okay. Sagres. Okay. Where's the mic? Okay. I see a microphone. Yes. Rajit, come. So, well, don't worry. The teaching today will make what I just said clearer. But some people can't.
Glory to God. Ashvada daktus tapa India na maladish taka dibadi. Esos vada de kus tapa handia na mande. The simplest thing in life is the Christian life, but it requires your whole. The simplest thing in life is the Christian life, yet it requires your whole. The additions you had to it is the complexity that is in it for you. Don't add anything. Don't add your academic life with your Christian life. Don't add your career with your Christian life. This is the simplest life. That is why it requires your whole. Stay in it. Rest in it. It is yours. This is the gift of God for you. It is the will of God for you. It is the destination of God for you. It is your destiny. Stay in it and relax. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, sir. Thank you, Lord Jesus. No, understand. Yeah. Oh, divine, come. Okay. Thank you. Glory to God.
This word is directly to somebody. here. Mid-trial is not the option. Neutral is not the option. No. No, it is not. Neutral is not the option. It seems too broad. It seems too complex. It seems too... How can I... Where do I start from here? Hey, pay attention to the much repetitions. Pay attention to the voice of the Spirit as it echoes out from the voice of the preacher. Pay attention to the instructions. Pay attention to the directions. Pay attention to the words and utterances. Pay attention to the man that has the backing of God that brought the truth. Pay attention and just stay. Just stay. Don't be too forward. Don't withdraw. Yes, that is the word. Don't withdraw. Don't be neutral. Stay with the word. See, there is much more to understand. There is much more to acquire. There is much more to see. Don't stay where you are. Don't say this thing is too much for me. Like I don't even know how I'm going to go about it. Where do I even start? Hey, you may think that is because you are your age or something. No. No, that you are here alone is God's plan for you. Yes, that you are here alone is God's plan for you. So stay in it. All right? Stay in it. Don't allow anything to distract you. Do not allow anything to discourage you or make you feel less of yourself. Stay. Understand the structure and follow through. You will see productivity. You will see fulfillment. You will yet find joy in the ministry of Jesus. Glory to God.
Glory to God. Thank you. Thank you, sir. Okay. Anybody else? Just one more. Wait, Sano. Okay. Come.
Glory to God. Actually, the first thing I'll say is this. Don't stop what you will pick again. Don't stop what you will pick again. The ministry of Jesus is forever. So Paul said is only wasting time. It's only wasting time. Also, don't stay where you will have negative influence and yet expecting your mind to be sane. Don't put yourself in corners where obeying God will be more difficult for you. Don't put yourself in corners where it will be more difficult to hear God. I hear this. This is very particular. Say, no coming to church, no coming to service is putting your place, is putting yourself in a corner where God will not be able to help you. Is setting yourself up for disobedience. So as much as you are craving to obey God, it is not in your prayers. It is in coming to where obedience will be easy for you. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Oh, peace. Okay, come. There is nothing. Nothing is right here, right now.
Praise God. Okay, specifically for three persons here. Firstly, let me confirm what Star Grace said when she was singing. You are not running notes, all right? Speak to your leaders. You are not running notes. You have seen eyes. Praise God. And then three persons specifically, you're asking yourself, what is in it for me? What is in it? What is in this life for me? I know, but what is in it for me? God said I should tell you, I am in it for you. The instruction for you is to follow. Follow me and I will make you. I am in it for you. And you follow him by following God's word. And you follow God's word by following your leaders, by following your pastors, your leaders. You follow. That is what is in it for you. I am in it for you. Do not worry. I am in it for you. Praise God.
Thank you. Right now, again, I have
seen
eyes.
I have seen eyes. I have seen eyes. I have seen eyes. I have seen eyes. I have seen eyes. I have seen eyes. I have seen eyes. I have seen eyes. I have seen eyes. I have seen eyes. I have seen eyes. I have seen eyes. I have seen eyes. I have seen eyes. I have seen eyes. I have seen eyes. I have seen eyes. I have seen eyes. I have seen eyes. I have seen eyes. I have seen eyes. I have seen eyes. I have seen eyes. I have seen eyes. I have seen eyes. I have seen eyes. I have seen eyes. I have seen eyes. I have seen eyes. I have seen eyes. I have seen eyes. I have seen eyes. I have seen eyes. I have seen eyes. I have seen eyes. I have seen eyes. I have seen eyes. I have seen eyes. I have seen eyes. I have seen eyes. I have seen eyes. I have seen eyes. I have seen eyes. I have seen eyes. I have seen eyes. I have seen eyes. I have seen eyes. I have se
sit down. Thank you. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Glory, glory. Those are songs that you can put on repeats. You can just put on repeats in your mind. Hope you know you cannot sing this type of song so much, and the fear of what is outside will grip you, will torment you. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, Psalm 91 says, I will say of the Lord, He is my shield, my buckler, my God, in whom I will trust. Surely He will deliver me from the snare of the fowler, from the noisy person. You know, God's word just gives us that boldness. It's so easy, even the preacher, it's so easy for you to start what plagues. You know, remember, 1 Corinthians 11 says, when we judge ourselves, we are corrected of God that we should not be condemned with the world, so that the condemnation of the world does not come upon us. When a believer starts going up and downtown, he's fearful, he's panicking, that's the condemnation of the world. That's what happens to unbelievers. Are you with me? Yeah, that's the condemnation of the world that is befalling that believer. So what is our safety? You have safety in words like this. In words like this. Why do we have so much repetition in the Bible? Because God knows that you will need it. Man will need it. The same thing we said, it will be said in different ways, used with different phrases, different words, different approach, just for your remembrance. So that in the day of adversity, you are armed with the word of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. It said, a thousand may fall by the left, by the right, but here you are in the will of God. Not one of it can come near you. So yes, because of course God's word is not against health practices of the that regulations, but you have no reason to fear. Amen, amen. Say, I have no reason for fear. Praise God. Say, I have a defense. Say, I've got a defense. Say, it's sure and steadfast. Hallelujah. And please, when utterance comes like that, I think we have to do more with utterance and in a divine assembly. I think when utterance comes, maybe, and if you are convinced, he is talking to you. After service, it's good you meet a leader. Not necessarily me, but it's good you meet a leader. Oh, I perceive this and this from what that sister said. It's not compulsory, the person that spoke, but it's good you meet a leader after service. Can you just pray with me on the, instruct me further? How should I go about it? We have to start learning how to do more with utterance. And that is why we're just doing these small stuffs, and we continue on Tuesday. See, go to the Acts of the Apostles. Let's start from Ephesians 1, verse 3. Ephesians 1, 3. Call it utterance gift series 2. Just do it in small. Is it 3? I think it's 2. Okay. Utterance gift. Call it series 2. Well done, everybody. But Joshua, the fan is funny. Bless the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Amen. Say, I'm blessed with all spiritual blessings in Christ. So, verse 4, see this. According as He has chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love. So, look at that. Where are you chosen? Guys, look at verse 4. Where are you chosen? Where is that choice made? Is it in you or in Christ? Say in Christ. So, that's clear. So, that's, we are seeing God's sovereignty there. That's a choice was made in Christ. See verse 5. Having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by who again? Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will. So that also is done in Christ. Look at verse 6. To the praise of the glory of His grace, wherein He hath made us accepted in the beloved. Wow. Verse 7. In whom we have. Where's your redemption? Is it in yourself or in Him? You know, some people think that God forgave you by washing you. No. See it like God forgave you by washing Christ. Praise God. You know, it will be better. Because say in whom, right? In whom? In Christ, we have what? in Christ, but who has the redemption? You. But where is the job done? In Christ. So that thing that you are saying, Jesus washed your sin, is the same thing as the resurrection of Jesus. Okay? So in Christ, we have. Say in Christ, we have. Say in Christ, we have. Say God's, say Christ's suffering, but for my benefit. That's the point. In Christ, we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sin. Whose sins becomes forgiven? Christ's sin or my sin? Yeah, our sin. Christ suffered for his sin so that you may not have to suffer for your sin. Praise God. This is Christianity. It's Christianity. One no one. So you think it's license to whatever. You're not serious. I don't have any other message. That's the Bible. I'm just putting it there. It's not, these are not things that we debate. It is salvation that God gives, does not expire, does not diminish, does not go, does not fidget. It's not hypertensive, it's not sinusoidal, it's not colloquial, it's not schizophrenic, it's not, give me more grammar now, it's not epileptic, you know, epilepsy. Imagine epileptic salvation. How does that work? Right? Praise God. As you see what you're going to see, what happens to salvation? Pah! Off it goes. I got dark wing. Amen, amen. Abiku salvation. You know Abiku? Sorry, it's a Greek word. Okay. So in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sin according to the riches of his grace. So that's the issue. It's not your sin that God counted and forgave you. That's not what happened. You just have forgiveness. Ah, God. What you have is called forgiveness of sin. Not necessarily forgiveness of your sin. You just have something called what? Forgiveness of sin. The job was done on Christ. You are a mobile carrier of forgiveness. Praise God. That's why he says in Zechariah, he said, there shall be a fountain open for the house of Israel for sin and uncleanness. You know what a fountain? Fountain means before the sin comes, what happened to the, what is happening? It's washing, it's being washed away. That's how much. You are just a different type of word, phrases, figure of speech, idioms, just for you to know that, see, this thing does not expire. Amen, amen. Praise God. So that's your salvation. Because it is done not in you, it is done in another. You are a beneficiary. You are a beneficiary. That's why salvation was like inherit will be used. Imagine in a will, you see stuff like, okay, you are to inherit, see in the will of written by people, say, okay, your inheritance will be this so plot of land, so this. Hope you know in the inheritance, it will not be stated what you did to get it. Are you with me? What will be stated in a will? It is for you because it's my will. How it's done, it's not there. How the guy labored to get the, just like the, I almost want to say stupid woman, that will $30 million, he was to die to a cat, to sergeant, right? Right? A cat. No, that will teach you how much of hatred, anger in man. How much man can just, you can just hate everybody around you. Say, no, this is my cat, in whom my beloved cat, in whom I am well pleased. We have beggars on the street. I believe she has neighbors, he has people he has seen that needs money. He said, but my cat. No. But I'm so sure that the cat will not spend half of the money. I'm sure, I trust man. I trust lawyers. Lawyers, praise God. The lawyers say, no, yeah, it's for the cat. Amen, amen. They will, in fact, before they finish the case, the lawyers have taken half of the 30 million. Amen, amen. Yeah. Very 80%. See your mouth. So that's salvation. And inheritance. It's just inherit. Inherit. That means something given by lot, not by qualification. Okay. So where is your redemption? Not in your confession, it's in Christ. It's in Christ. That's why it's not your confession of sins that makes that happen or does not make that happen. No, it's what is done for you in Christ. Ephesians 1 verse 8. Now, wherein he has abounded towards us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to the good pleasure which he has proposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of time he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are in earth, even in him. See, the reason why people think that the word of grace makes people to live anyhow is because you are not in a church like this, where it's taught very well. When it's taught very well, you don't have time for sin. Praise God. Hallelujah. Selah. 11, in whom also we have obtained. Amen? So, what I'm just saying is that the message of grace is not just a sprinkle message. You got ping, ping, ping. No, it's what is called the old counsel of God. It's voluminous. Okay, it's laborious. Okay, it's not just theory; it's practical. You will learn it. You go and preach it to people outside. Amen. You pray about it. You pray all night. Amen. You will travel to places to preach it. When will you have time to think of Diapala? You won't. You won't. So in whom also we have obtained an inheritance. Say, I have obtained an inheritance. Say, in Christ, I obtain an inheritance. Say, my own is to obtain. Say, how he got it is up to him. I am an obtainer. He's the obtainer. Sorry, I didn't know if it's correct. So, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh, how many things? All things after the counsel of his own will. That's what that song of our salvation, so great salvation can never expire. It's just so perfect. It's so perfect. God is not forcing any man. God simply says, I have a way. I have a truth. I have a life. The way is Christ. If you like, find yourself there. You are safe. If you like, don't go there. You will. Don't see. It's like, disdain my son. Say he's a, if you like, disdain him because he's a man. Disdain him because he died too early. Disdain him because he's not married. Disdain him because he did not come from US. Disdain him because he's not black or he's not white. Don't disdain him. Guess what? This is my way. This is my truth. This is my life. You cannot come to me except for him. Sovereignty. So he's not forcing you. He's just saying, my choice. Praise God. Say one man's food, another man's poison. Say God's food is Christ. Yeah, that's the point. So, sorry, that's a big special. I'm saying God is eating Christ. Okay. So, verse 12 right now. So, where is the inheritance in him? What we obtain. Say, I obtain. Say, I obtain, oh. So that we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ. Please now read verse 13 for me. Please, want to go. In whom you also trusted, after that you have heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom, after that you have believed, you are sealed with that Holy Spirit of amen, amen. But where is the Spirit? Is it in Christ or in us? Hallelujah. So you can see, since money was, sorry, I said since money, figure out speech too. Since money, since verse 1, okay? You get what I'm trying to say? Latter, that's a Yoruba way of saying, since the beginning of what you have been reading. So that's why, no, I'm going to do serious language study in this church very soon, because the way the Bible is written. So if I say since money, I'm not saying since today's money, I mean since the beginning of from verse 1, okay? So since money, everything we are seeing since morning is where? In Christ. What is in you? The Spirit. Say the Spirit. And you now say, let's read verse 14, please. Who is the earnest of our inheritance, right? Until the redemption of the purchased possession, unto the praise of his glory. So the Spirit is the proof that we have all everything above. The Spirit is the proof that we have all above. Everything we are mentioning above, predestination, adoption, and inheritance, redemption, the proof that we have it all is the Spirit. The only thing you will be able to see on the believer is the Spirit. Christianity, being a Christian, is not an automatic change of social status, marital status, financial status, no, but spiritual status. Hallelujah. You have the Spirit of God. Praise God. This is Bible. Sorry, that's it. It's spiritual. It changes. It changes. You have the Spirit of God. Very tangible. You and the unbeliever in your office may look the same, may look alike, may worry over the same thing, but you have the Spirit of God. Praise God. Well, this is reality. It's reality. So, understanding the workings of God's Spirit in us is understanding practical Christianity. Again, understanding the workings of God's Spirit in us, that is understanding practical Christianity. Understanding practical Christianity. The business of the believer is the Spirit. That's your business. Your business is not with forgiveness. Your business is not to ask for blood. It's not to cover yourself with the blood of Jesus. It's not to chant anything. It's not to pray for deliverance. Your business is with the Spirit. Your business is not to pray that God should kill your old man. It's not to pray that, what else do people pray for? It's not to pray for against ancestral jingolities, against generational cause. No, your business is with the Spirit of God. That's a believer. Wrong focus, you get wrong results.
Everything that has been done for you, you have been translated from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of his dear son. You have been delivered. It's done, done, done. But you have a business, the spirit. Say the spirit. Say the spirit. So see that statement. Understand the workings of God's spirit in us is understanding which type of Christianity? Practical Christianity. For instance, our own good morals are called fruits of the what? Spirit. Yes, in church, you know? Our own good morals, do we just call it a result of rehabilitation? No, it's called the what? Fruits of the Spirit. Fruits. Love, peace, joy, patience, long-suffering, gentleness, meekness, faith, or faithfulness, right? Remember? Faithfulness. Study that. Faithfulness. They are all what? Fruit of the Spirit. That is what the Spirit produces in us. Also, supernatural workings through us are called gifts of the Spirit. Supernatural workings through us. Supernatural. Like we just finished singing. They are called what? The gifts. The gift of the Spirit. That means what the Spirit gives others freely through you. Or freely through us. When we say gift of the Spirit, please, I'm not saying what the Spirit gave you. I'm saying what the Spirit gives others through you. Through you. Through you. What the Spirit gives others freely through you. Not what the Spirit gave you. Now, this is a mistake many make. Quickly check Acts chapter... Acts 2:38. Let's just observe two of the Greek words used for gift. The one used mostly in Acts of the Apostle is Doria, D-O-R-E-A, Doria, or Doria, Doron, etc. Depending on maybe singular or plural now or verb. See Acts 2:38. Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sin, and you shall receive the Doria, the gift, the Doria of the Holy Ghost. Of course, that word describes gratuity. Like, it's like he's saying you receive the generosity. Generosity of the Spirit. The generosity of the Spirit. Because that was where people first spoke in tongues in the Bible. He said, you too, you will receive the generosity of the Spirit. So gifts there will be describing the process of the giving. How the things in God are being given. The how. That means it is not merited. It's not based on performance. It's not based on your works. It's not based on the works of the law. It's not based on what you have done right and what you have not done, what you have done wrong. It is based on the gratuity, generosity of the Spirit of God. Praise God. Hallelujah. So, but in, you will see in the epistles, we have the Greek word called charisma, which is used mostly by Paul, which we will see later. Charisma. Which, like the thing about charisma now is that this gift, oh, it stays where it's going. Let me just explain it that way. It's the same, it's still gift, but it's like the benefit stays with the recipient. The benefit stays with the recipient. For instance, if you are a godfather in politics, okay, somebody is doing an election, and you helped him to in his campaign, you gave to him, you did everything. Is that one a charisma? Is it a charisma? Why? Because at the end of the day, if he wins, where will the benefit come from? The benefit will come back to you, right? You now start taking contrast, right? So that one, the benefit is not with the recipient, okay? The benefit is still, will still come back to you. But when we are talking about charisma, charisma is something that is given with agape in mind. Giving without repentance. Giving without a feedback loop. Giving without a... Are you getting me? It's giving without expectation. That means the benefit will be with the recipient. With the recipient. And guess what? That's our famous James 1, 17 and 18. It brings the two together. James 1, 17 now brings the two together. That every good giving and every perfect what? Bestowment. Remember? Right? Our song? James 1, 17. Every good gift and every perfect gift of us, giving and bestowment. So James will now sum the two together. In his own utterance. You will get what I'm trying to say soon. So, for charisma, there must be a giver and a receiver. There is no gift without two. So charisma describes when the gift stays. When the gift, it stays. It stays with the receiver. For instance, salvation is called a gift because it's from God to us. The benefit stays with us. Salvation is called charisma because it's a gift, it's from God to us. The benefit stays with us. So also, salvation can be called a doria, D-O-R-E-A, because it is given freely. Understand all these words? On Tuesday, I will have time to now take it one by one again. So, we can call salvation charisma. Why? Because the words, benefit stays where? With us. Why can we call salvation still a doria? Because the process of the giving is what? It's what? Free. No ambiguity is without works. Awesome. So, miracles. Awesome. Miracles also is a gift. And is from men with the Spirit of God to others. So, every characteristic of a gift must carry both that doria and the charisma. That means it must be freely given and the benefit must stay with the recipient. Freely given, and the benefit must stay with the recipient. So, miracles is also a gift. It's from men with the Spirit of God to others. Men with the Spirit of God to others. The benefit is with the recipient. The benefit in miracles is with the recipient. I beg you in the name of God, pay attention to this small teaching. It looks small. This is the reason why you will see some very big healing evangelists, they die of sickness. I know you have heard of stories like that before. That someone you say, but the guy can heal the sick, can raise the dead. Why did he die of that sickness? You are forgetting that the workings of God in you is transfer. Is for transfer. I'm serious. Get me right. There is no faculty in a believer called the gift of healing, working of miracle. No. But when you put your hand on a man that needs miracle, what will happen? Miracle will flow. Praise God. When you put your hand on a man that needs healing, what will happen? Healings will flow. Are you with me? What we think is before is that God gave you nine gifts. God gave no man nine gifts. What did God give man? The Spirit. Thank you. The Spirit. So what we call the gift of the Spirit are what? The benevolence of the Spirit. The benevolence, that means the givings, the activities of men with the Spirit of God. You are following things of the Spirit in this place. What I'm saying will not be strange to you. The benevolence of men with the Spirit of God. So that I minister healing does not mean that I'm receiving healing. That is why in church, both the pastor and the pastee, sorry, pastor, who are pastor are what? Pastor. Awesome. Both the pastor and the pastor, they must all participate in the place of what? Giving and receiving. If the emoji stays on this pulpit, I am an emoji. I'm only to give you. The day one small thing eats him, it will have nobody to receive from. Praise God. That is why you are a leader. Of course, you are training here for me. You are a leader. You are hearing that things of the Spirit are going on. Don't go and sit in one corner on a big chair, thinking that you are the Lord of hosts and say, awesome. You better shook your head too in the crowd and allow a believer to minister to you. Are you not a man? Paul said, pray for us. It's when you think that you are, it's from me that is, I am the Alpha and Omega. Don't worry. But see, our own Chronicles must be different. Okay? Our own Chronicles in ministry must be different. It's not compulsory that there are men with the Spirit of God in the house and the believer now dies of one shaking, one silly sickness.
Hallelujah. Say I participate. Say I participate. I beg you, please, always participate. Before when you become a pastor, participate. That thing that is called give is for activity. It's not one thing that is in. Okay, let me just continue. 1 Corinthians chapter 4. So what we have is the Spirit. Is the Spirit. So how to get healed is a transfer of healings by the Spirit. It's a transfer by the Spirit. It's at the place of ministry that the required benefit is created. Write that down. It's at the place of ministry that the required benefit is created. I've told you the two words called gift. One, Doria is talking about the process. Charisma talks about where it is going. It will benefit the where it's going. None of it is talking about you. Your own, what you have is the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God. So it's not like you are walking up and down and in the corner of your head, this type part is working for miracle, this part is tongue, this one is a gift of healing, this one is revelation gift, this one is utterance gift. No! But you have the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Okay, so you have the Spirit of God. 1 Corinthians 6:17. But he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. One spirit. That this is the beginning of Christianity. You began fully, fully made, totally made with the Spirit of God. Say, I have the Spirit of God, and that is enough. Come on, say, I have the Spirit of God, and that is enough. Say, I've got the Spirit of God, and that is enough. Thank you. See. Yeah, see John 4:20. We began in unity with God. And to recognize this is worship. That's why it's worship. Worship is I recognize my stand, my place. John 4:20. Our fathers worship in this mountain. And you say that in Jerusalem is a place where men ought to worship. Jesus said unto her, woman, believe me, the hour cometh. Where you shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. You worship, you know not, but what we know, we worship. For salvation is of the Jews. But the hour cometh, and now is when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. But God is a spirit, and they that worship him in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. Say God's Spirit is at home with me. Say that is worship. Say recognizing God's Spirit at work in me is worship. That's worship. You just recognize your state that I don't have to go to Jerusalem like Pastor Seku sang. Yes, to serve God. Yeah, I am at home with God. That's worship. That's worship. Every song thing saying that Spirit of God is coming from nowhere to you, and you are talking about indwelling. You are not serious. You are at home with God. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Okay? So, see Acts 2:1. Acts 2:1. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly, there came a sound from heaven, rushing mighty wind, filled all the house where they are sitting. And there appeared unto them, clothing tongues like a fire, and sat upon each of them. And verse 4. One, two, go, guys. Yes? They were all filled. Say, all filled. Say, they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. If you know how the things of God work, you will know that this is not sovereignty. This is not just one day, 120 people open their mouth and boom, never, never. God never works like that. Praise God. Never. Like, you can quote it anywhere. It's never. It can't be. That would be manipulation. No, it's not Holy Ghost. Boom. No, that's not what happened there. What happened there is a man read Joel 2. They read the prophecy. And a man received tongues. And the meeting was not over until everybody spoke in tongues. Us to us. Us to us. Us to us. Praise God. Woo, glory. See, verse 11. The Greeks and Arabian, we do hear them speak in our tongue the wonderful works of God. Yeah. They spoke in tongues and they interpreted. And see verse 15:13. And others mocking said, these men are full of new wine.
But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, you men of Judea and all that dwell in Jerusalem, be known unto you that and hearken to my words. For these are not drunken as you suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. 17. Want to go, yes, sirs. It shall come to pass that in the last days, said the Lord, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall what? Prophesy, and your young man shall see dreams, and your old men shall dream dreams. Hallelujah. Say this all to us. Come on, say this is all to us. See, how you know is that it's so clear. In Acts chapter 8, okay, when Philip went to Samaria and he preached, and they are yet to speak in tongues, did they say, okay, go and call upper room? Did they send them to upper room? Did they send them to Solomon's porch, or whatever they call it? Did they send them to, okay, guys, go and tarry? Is that what they send them to? What happened? They say what? Peter and John come and minister to these people. So what must have happened, sorry, in Acts 2? I know I'm fast. Sorry, that's the way you teach the Holy Spirit. You should know that. That's how you teach the Holy Spirit. You don't teach the Holy Spirit and you are it's activity of the Spirit. Praise God. Okay, so what must have happened in Acts 2? Eh? Somebody received, right? And what? There was one-to-one ministration for over 3 hours until 120 people spoke in tongues and interpreted. Is that clear? Awesome. See verse, where are we? Verse 17. It came to pass in last days, said the Lord, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see dreams, see visions. Your old men shall dream dreams. Don't worry. You don't have to say, I'm young, I see vision. You're old, you see dreams. No. Just, you're all the same. And on my servant, like Obius can be the old man, Pacchus can be the young man, it's the same. So, and on my servants and on my handmaids, I will pour out my spirit in those days, said the Lord, and they shall prophesy. And they shall prophesy. So please write this down. God puts his spirit in us through the resurrection of Jesus. He puts his spirit in us through the resurrection of Jesus. Then also, God puts his spirit upon us based on impartation. Majorly, this is all through us. Impartation. And verse 37. Now, when they had heard this, when they are pricking the heart and said unto Peter, unto the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin, and you shall receive the Doria of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. See Acts 10, out of Colinius, Acts 10, 43. Is the one that people may think that, well, it's just God that decided, but well, if it's only based on God, then why did God need Peter to be there? Acts 10, 43. And to him gave all the prophets witness that through his name, whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission of sin. Remission of sin. See, in a Christian meeting, there is always a trigger. Please, hear me. There's always a trigger. There is always a trigger. There is always a trigger. And God says in the next verse, yes. Why Peter yet spake this words? What happened? The Holy Ghost fell on them which heard the word. The way the thing is written, you would think that verse 43 happened at 3 o'clock. Verse 44 happened at 3:01. And no, everything you are seeing there is a summary. But the key thing that is said here is that it's not by the direct Peter did not deliberately tell them to speak in tongues. But it happened even without Peter saying it. Are you getting me, brethren? So, but yet, Peter was still there. Believers were still there. Okay, see, and they of the circumcision which believed were astonished. Who knows if, as Peter was even preaching, some people are speaking tongues around them. Are you getting me? I mean, let us think. You know, the details are not written, right?
who knows, as maybe I just sent five of you to go somewhere and go and preach. So they don't speak in tongues. And as you are doing, some of you are just going around, man, no, 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 and they are already looking at him. Okay, I'll catch my own. And as Peter said what he ought to say, what else will happen? Okay, see Acts 19, this one is more clearer. So you cannot bring out a doctrine from Acts 10 and say that it must be somehow. See Acts 19. See in Acts 10, and they said they heard them speak with tongues and they magnify God. Okay, see Acts 19 verse 1. And it came to pass while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came to Ephesus, and finding certain, please look at your Bible, come on, don't get tired. Finding certain disciples, he said unto them, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? And they said unto him, we have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. And he said unto them, unto what then are you baptized? And he said, unto John's baptism. Oh, then said Paul, John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe on him. He was not saying John's baptism did not end on John. John's baptism is a means to an end, that they should believe on him, we should come after him, that is on Christ Jesus. And when they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. That means they were saved. That's not water. They were saved. Okay, let's read verse 6 together. Please, want to go? Yeah? The Holy Ghost came on them, and they what? They spake with tongues and prophesied. Amen, amen. They spake in tongues and they prophesied. They spake in tongues and they prophesied. Paul laid his hand on it. See, I can lay my hands on men and cause utterance gifts to erupt. Hallelujah. See, that Paul laid his hand on them and they spake with tongues and prophesied. So, please, the things of the Spirit, they are normal for every well-taught believer. The things of the Spirit, they are normal for every well-taught believer. Every well-taught believer. And one of the key reasons why people don't function well in things of the Spirit is legalism. Legalism. When you are given to so much all manner of doctrine, you have think that it's only when you are holy, only you. How do you believe that sing such song? Only you are holy. Only you are worthy. Only you are wonderful. There is no one else like you. Who are you? You are going to hell, don't you know? There is no one else like you. Yes, see, when you are saying such things, try and clarify it. Okay? For instance, Jesus in his incarnation, yes, it's true. Only him is holy. Only him has no sin. But in his resurrection, like read in the morning, he brought many sons unto what? Glory. So as he is, so are what? So are we in this world. Praise God. Not in heaven, in this world. So you don't glorify God when you are trying to praise him and you deny yourself. I'm not. I have made you to. Sorry, let me just follow that pattern this morning before I go out of track. See 1 Corinthians 1. So I say the things of the Spirit, they are normal for every belief, for every well-taught believer. And because it comes to us in association. How do you expect to speak in tongues in churches where only the pastor speaks in tongues? And in tongues is after the Spirit has now, he has moved, prayed, okay, a tempo, about elastic limit, scatter the whole place. That's like most of you go and preach to people on the street. You say, can you speak in tongues? Say yes, but not now. Now, we have not reached there. We have not reached there. No. You can reach there. I say no. There must be. There is a guy that helps us to get in the Spirit. The Akuba guy. No Akuba. God. So Akuba is like a Yoruba conga, but it's not that type of conga. It's a local conga. Two or three. That was the voice of the Spirit. Just Wabuja de la. No, the Spirit will come down. So anytime you're speaking tongues, what do you need? You call a drummer, you call a gongist, and what? You call a clapper. Please, if you need a drum to speak in tongues, have drummers in your house. No problem. You know, just speak, Abi. So if you need him to get you high. Like people who say, God only speaks to me in dreams. Now go to the hospital. They say,
We want to know what is happening to somebody. God cannot talk like this. Oh, nurse, give me a bed. Let me sleep. Then God will speak to me. Can you see that your Christianity is a dreamland Christianity? Hallelujah. Say, I'm well taught. Say, I function easily. See, this is the advantage, okay? There are something I can tell you clearly. I can never be at a crossroad in my life for one day. It's impossible. For one day, I'm saying I don't know what to do. Then I'm not interested. I'm a believer. At least you are not enjoying the money in the Fort Knox. You are not the gold in the Fort Knox. You are not now. Thank God, Corona has even shut down your shop, right? So nobody's going to shop right again right now. Are they open? Gizzard, how do you know? Now I know where you went yesterday. Are they open cinema too? Anything? Are they open? So now you are not enjoying most of those things. So the things you should enjoy it cooler. Say cooler, cooler. See, things of the spirit, they are where you talk. So enjoy you talk. God has told you something. Say cooler, cooler. Hallelujah. Praise God. Cooler, is it a Greek word? Yes, a Greek word. So you enjoy that cooler. Very well. Nobody in this church has ever called me before that. I don't know who to marry between A and B. Nobody. To be candid, nobody. Somebody say, maybe there's no A and B. It's not because there's no A and B. Glory to God. Glory to God. I'm like, stay where you're supposed to stay. So, it comes to us by association. You cannot walk with men of the spirit and you'll be neutral. You can't. You can't. How many of you know Reverend Tokes? And you can't. How do you call yourself his PA? The PA of Reverend Tokes. And you know, like, the man, as he's walking, you'll be seeing tongues. Like, this is the way the man walks. That's tongues. Too much tongues. Hallelujah. I don't know how to rejoice in the spirit. It's not your fault. It's the fault of your what? Association. When you are giving birth to a baby there. it's the fault. That's the fault. And hope you know that I almost want to quote something from Avengers. If I quote anything, we know. Attachment to the spiritual, no, attachment to the physical. Everything. Oh God. Anyway, so and what the is, it's not part of the truth. Anyway, because when you have given yourself so much, you know how to do it in the flesh. You will not know how to do it in the spirit. You won't know. When all you know is you know the dance step, shake your body, shake your body. You will not know. You will never know. I'm not joking. It will just take you from your reality. When we are not rejoicing, you will be saying, same person that is shaking his body yesterday in the dance hall, now rejoicing the Holy Ghost. Why are they like this? See, something is wrong. Something is wrong. Something is wrong. Say association. Say I'm a believer. I associate with the right people. Get me right. See the pattern of God. An old prophet Samuel, he wants to get Saul to prophesy. What did he say? Come on, don't you read the Bible? What did he say? He said, go and find the prophets. He said, when you just get there, as occasion demands you, flow. Hallelujah. So that's what happened in Acts 10. The prophets are there. No, somebody, he told Saul, just go there. They may not want to welcome you. Just go. Anything you see, just try and start. You still will continue. You know this generator? Now that you try one like this. Eh? So, kick start. What have you done like this before? I thought, remove your hand. Huh? Once you put it will start. Hallelujah. And so, we all need starters. Write it down. We need starters. Starters. A believer needs starter.
is from one to another. That's it. You need a starter. And we have a church. So in a church, you don't have to be started. You are, everybody is started. And you are all starter, state, status, status quo, stator. Hallelujah. So the things of the spirit, they are normal for every well-taught believer. It comes to us in association. Now, its exhibition is not dependent on spiritual growth. Write that down. Its exhibition is not dependent on spiritual growth. But spiritual growth helps us improve mastery and excellence. Mastery and excellence. Okay? So as I'm saying, the exhibition of the things of the spirit is not dependent on spiritual growth. It's not dependent on your score in your exam. That one is, that's why we say it's a doria. It's gratuity. It's free. It does not come by performance. God does not look at your exam score before he gives you, before the things of the spirit can work. No. It's free. So, but spiritual growth will help improve your what? Mastery and excellence. Spiritual growth will help improve mastery and excellence. See the Corinthian church with all their issues. 1 Corinthians 1 verse 4. Boy, I'm 50% already. 1 Corinthians 1 verse 4. I thank my God always on your behalf for the grace of God which is given you by Jesus Christ, that in everything you are enriched. Can you see this? In everything you are enriched by him in all utterance. In all, these are men that are sleeping with their father's wife. Say you are enriched. You know, this thing is cheap. This is cheap. It's not your fault. The fault of the organization is cheap. You are enriched in all utterance, in all knowledge. Let's read verse 6. Even as the testimony of Christ was confirmed in you. Verse 7, you come behind in no gift, waiting for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. So every young believer must be made busy with the things of the Spirit. Every young believer. A day old believer can raise the dead. It's free. Just follow those who do it. Follow those who do it. Stay where it's done. Don't stay in your house when it's time to for outreach. Go to where it's done. First Corinthians 14. So now let's just, now since we are looking at utterance gift, let us now go into a bit specific of tongues and interpretation. Then we close the service. So tongues should be norm. It should be norm. Please, everybody speak in tongues. Hallelujah. Speak in tongues. Kaliato, Brine, Soga, Vashata, Lino, Sofate, Malabrota, Liprosige, Vilira, Te, Lananos, Lanine, Lastoga, Lastage, Lastaga, Vasige, Lidos, Ligozade, Logazigi, Brilla, Gela, Mala, Sobela, Shegela, Stege, Gay. Glory, glory, glory. Glory, glory, glory. So that's signs and wonders, wonders for you. That's signs and wonders. Tongues should be known. It's called signs and wonders. I will show you 1 Corinthians 14:22, right? It's called signs and wonders. This one thing you just did right now is called signs and wonders. 1 Corinthians 14:22. Ensure you have no confidence in the flesh, eh? That's the point. Have no confidence in the flesh. Have no confidence in your grammar. Have no confidence in your oratory prowess. No, don't let that be your confidence. Have no confidence in the flesh. Yeah, your confidence is in the spirit. We are saying your confidence is in the spirit, and it's in the freely given nature that God gave you. The spirit of God. That's your confidence. Not in the flesh. Not in the flesh. Don't disqualify yourself where God has not disqualified you. Don't do. Linosta, Gavopa, Papaketita, Prosopata. Where you are accepted, don't call yourself rejected. Where you are called an actor, don't call yourself a spectator. Yeah, Lino, Sobata, Kayanane, Rike Stogen, Mingana, Kestogo, Vashik, and Dinos, Lipopante, Liposta, Prindala, Stair. This is your property. This is your property. The things of the spirit, they are yours. They are yours. They are yours. They are yours. These are your activities. These are your activities. These are the things that will be said of you.
When your biography is being written, these are things that should be said of you, the things of the spirit. They are the activities of the believer. Not just a part of you that you say is dormant. So no. We don't talk about dormant things in Christianity. We talk about activities, actively doing. They are verbs. They are doing words. My guy, fill your days with God's activity. Fill your days with tongues. Fill your days with interpretation. Fill your days with revelation gift. Fill your days with the power gift. Fill it with your days. These are the things, the same way we can say, yes, you woke up in the morning, you brushed, you bathed, you went out. So also, a man of the spirit, he wakes up in the morning, he speaks in tongues, he interprets, he works miracles, and he continues again. He sees vision, he interprets, and he continues again. That's your chronicle. This is a chronicle of the believer. Praise God. You got Joseph, I beg. Verse 14:22. And also, stay with the word. Talk about stay with the word. 14:22. Wherefore, tongues are for a sign. Say a sign. See that, not for them that believe. Oh, I will explain. But for them that believe not, we arranged this verse for you a while ago. But prophecy serveth not for them that believe not, but for them that believe. So, the first part, tongues will marvel only the people that does not believe. Write that down. That's what he's saying. Tongues will only marvel unbelievers. Or, tongues should only marvel unbelievers. When you speak in tongues, are you surprised? Come on. No. You are not. Say, I'm not a stranger. I'm not a stranger to tongues. I'm not a stranger. No. Oh, God. So, isn't tongues the marvel only the people that do not believe? That's the point. Tongues will be strange to the unbeliever. So, that means tongues will make him curious. Okay? Actually, the way I wrote in my notes, I said, tongues will marvel only the people that believe, but prophecy, okay? Since prophecy is an interpretation, prophecy, of course, will marvel. That means it will edify both the believer and the unbeliever. It will edify both people. That's prophecy. But this is a chapter talking about the superiority of prophecy to tongues. It's talking about the superiority of prophecy to tongues. Look more at that on Tuesday. So tongues will be strange to the unbeliever. It will not make him curious. To make him curious, it's a sign. Simeon in the Greek, it's a sign. S-E-M-E-I-O-N. It's a sign. Like an indication, a token, a marker, a token. 1 Corinthians 14:23 now. So if therefore the old church be come together unto one place and one speak in tongues, and there be not than there, and there come in those who are unlearned. Look at the Bible. Or unbelievers, will they not say that you are mad? That means, if all you do is to speak in tongues and nothing more, that means there will be an indication without a destination. Please get all this. Since tongues is a sign, that means a sign is a token to lead that person to another thing. It's like a pointer, to make him curious, for him to receive something else. Some tongues is not an end in itself, okay? So it's like a vehicle to take the man, to make him listen to the prophecy. So if all you do is to speak in tongues and nothing more, that will be an indication without a destination. So you have marveled him, now give me. You have marveled him, now give me. Say I can. So you have marveled him, then now you give me to the tongue. Say, I have all I need to interpret my tongues. I have the Spirit of God. That's all you need. Yeah, you have all you need to interpret your tongue. So you can interpret your tongue. You'll be thinking. We didn't say you think. We are saying, look at the word and remember you have the Spirit of God. Verse 24 right now. But if all prophesy and there come in one that believes not, or one that is unlearned, he is convinced of all, he is judged of all, and thus are the secrets of his heart made manifest. And so, falling down on his face, he will worship God and report that God is in you of a truth. Amen, amen. So that means if he becomes curious by tongues, he will become edified by prophecy. Okay? So that means if you are in town right now, you are praying with somebody and you are praying in tongues, you have made him curious. Like, what is this guy saying? So you have made him curious. You will now edify him in prophecy. And the prophecy can now come like, oh, the same thing I'm saying, you can say the same thing too. That's prophecy. That's prophecy. You now prophesy, you interpret what you just said in the spirit. And okay, 26. Let me know when you are done. Let's read 26 together. This one that is for all of us. It's for all of us. Thank you, Lord Jesus. It's for all of us. Say this practice is for all of us. Say, I must ensure my neighbor is getting better in the things of the spirit. Say, we spare no one. Oh, thank you. 26, one to go. Yes. How is it then? Yes, brethren. When you come together, every one of you at a psalm, at a doctrine, at a tongue, at a revelation, at an interpretation, let all things be done unto us. Hallelujah. So don't just marvel people. Also give them direction. Give them direction. Praise God. Mark 16. Don't just marvel people. Also give them direction. Yeah, also give them direction. Mark 16:15. Don't just marvel people. Don't just show yourself. Even there are some visions that you must also give direction to after. We'll get to that later. Give direction. Mark 16:15. Come on, let's read loud and clear. 15. Yes. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. For he that believeth not shall be what? 17. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall what? They shall speak with new tongues. So clearly, they shall speak with tongues there, new tongues there, way is a summary for utterance gift. Okay? That is a summary for utterance gift. That's not detail. It's not detailed there. It's a summary. It's as good as they shall speak in tongues and interpret and prophesy. That's what he's saying. It's a summary. They shall speak in tongues, interpret, and prophesy. Because we saw that in the book of Acts, when people speak in tongues, they interpret, they prophesy. They don't just marvel people. They will now give direction. They will give, because we have tongues as prayer. We have tongues to men. That is direction. Tongues and interpretation. Direction. So, the reason for that 1 Corinthians 14 is for order. It's just for order. It's for order. Proper conduct and progress in the church. It's for order. Proper conduct and progress. Progress in the church. Progress. Order, proper conduct, and progress in the church. That's why you have that chapter well arranged like that. So, please, tongues, interpretation, and prophecy, they are the New Testament pattern of we speaking to God and God speaking to us. That's doctrinal pattern right now. Tongues, interpretation, and prophecy are the New Testament doctrinal pattern, okay, of we speaking to God and God speaking to us. Now, look at those words I use. I say doctrinal pattern. That means I'm not saying the only way to pray is in tongues, right? No, of course, you can pray in your grammar, in your dialect, etc. But when we're saying doctrine, we're not saying something that is universal, it's uniform, it's for safety, it's uniform, it's for orderliness, it's also universal. So this one cut across all races and all ages. So say, rather than speak big grammars, come on. I speak in tongues and interpret. Say, rather than speak big grammars, I speak in tongues and interpret. Let me explain to you. That means you have something that is bothering your current right now. Something is bothering me. Okay, but something. Okay? So you put that thing in your mind. Okay? Then you pray in tongues. Are you with me? Come on. Something is bothering you. How do you pray about it as a believer? You put this in your mind, but you do what? You pray in tongues. So how will your interpretation now go? Your interpretation will be God's answer to that situation. Are you with me? Your interpretation will now be what? God's answer to that situation. So, as a believer, if I am to pray, where should I start praying from? In the flesh or in the spirit? Awesome. That's why you now say, how is it then, brethren? I will pray in the spirit. I will now pray in the understanding also. Amen. Can I pray about my life? Can I pray about things that is not necessary ministry? Yes, I can. I should. God cares for me. Why do I pray it? I pray it in the spirit. Okay? And I'm sure that in my interpretation, the peace of God that passeth all understanding, it will keep my mind. Okay? Your interpretation will not come in a way of being curious, being agitated, being, no, it will bring peace to you. It will bring peace to you. It will bring peace to you. Awesome. Let's continue. So, as you speak in tongues, you follow God's pattern. That's God's pattern. God's pattern. Treasure it. Treasure it. Treasure it. Some of the times we'll be doing, times maybe when we are praying as a church and we are praying long hours in tongues, some people you pray to and say, you now get out, you now start singing. Adonai, we worship you. Pray in tongues. Pray it well. Amen. Pray it well. Give so much time to it. Give so much attention. Paul said, I speak in tongues more than how many of you? That's a man. That's a man of God. More than you all. More than you all. Okay. Say I'm a minister. Say I speak in tongues. God alone is my inspiration. Yeah. That's key. Write that. Ministers, write that down. I wish all of you are. As you speak in tongues, God alone must be your inspiration. Not sentiment. Okay? Yeah. God is your inspiration. See, God speaking to man is not new. I'm not saying that one is not new. No. God speaking to man is not new. Not even sin prevents God from speaking to man. Adam sinned. After Adam sinned, did God speak to him? Come on. After Adam sinned, did God speak to him in the garden? And so, it's not. So, what sin does is that sin prevents man. Okay. Sin tells man to run away from God. That's what sin does. Sin will tell man. Run from God. He's angry with you. Condemnation. Okay? Remember in Genesis 3, he said, Adam, where are you? He said, I heard of your voice and I was what? Afraid. And I hid myself. Did God push him away? No. He hid himself. So that is a walking of sin on itself. I hid myself. I hid myself. 1 Corinthians 12. So, in the new creation, our spirit is united. We speak the will of God. We don't speak from sentiment. We don't speak from sentiment. You can speak God's will clearly. Say clearly. Say clearly. Say I can speak God's will clearly. 1 Corinthians 12, from verse 1 to 3. Thank you. Let's take it together. One, two, go. Yes, sir. Now, concerning spiritual gift, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. Two, you know that you are Gentiles, carried about unto these dumb idols, even as you are led. Wherefore, I give you to understand that no man, speaking by the Spirit of God, calleth Jesus a cause, and that no man can say Jesus is Lord, but by the Holy Ghost. Yeah. No man can say Jesus is Lord, but by the Holy Ghost. And of course, you know the rest. So, okay. Almost there. No man can say Jesus is Lord. That means our utterance lines up with the intention of God. What we say, it lines up with the intention of God, with the word of God. So please, as a believer, you don't only have access to information, but now there is a unity between God's will and your will. That's a minister. You don't only have access to information. Now, there's also a unity between your will and God's will. That means, by default, what the believer will say is God's will. Hallelujah. By default, what the believer will say is not necessarily reality. This is why some people disdain our interpretation. They are explaining that we tell you what is real. No, we will not tell you what is real. We will tell you what should be. Will not tell you what is real. For instance, that you are a smoker is not real. That you will die tomorrow, it may be real, but it's not true. That's not the truth in God's word. Are you with me? That your life is upside down. That is not the truth in God's word as touching you in Christ. So what we say is not the, it's not what is real, is what I put it again. What should be? Amen, amen. There is God's will. What we speak on your life is God's will. In fact, it's not all everything we receive that we say. We can see like as a man of the spirit, if you in a vision, in a trance, in a glance, if you see the life of a man is scattered, is twice, is treated in prophecy, what are you going to do? You want to rearrange it. Like it will be so like it will be so awesome. We put it to be so glistening clear. So that is why we speak the way we speak. We don't speak your issues, we speak your solution. Praise God. Amen, amen. Amen. Come on, amen, amen, amen. We don't speak issues, we speak solution, we speak God's will. We speak God's will. We speak God's will. So regardless of what we see, regardless of the initial spark, utterance will only speak God's will. Remember verse 3, no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus a curse. For instance, to call you a sinner, to call you a nobody, that is speaking against the will of God for you. I will call you what God calls you in Christ. Amen, amen. I will call you a man of God. I will call you a man that will take the gospel to nations. I will call you what God will call you. Is it Gideon or Jephthah? He said, thou mighty man of valor, the Lord is with thee. The guy said, if God is with us, why are we facing all these problems that we are facing? The guy just looked at him, Mr. Man, go in these dynamics. I will deliver Israel through your hands. No time to romance your situation. No time to ruminate about what has gone wrong. Say we speak solution. Say we speak solution. Say we don't complain in prophecy. You hear some people's interpretation, you know, I just, you know, just complain. The Lord, my son, the Lord said, my son, look at your life, your life, you know, you just be hearing things like, very funny, the Lord said, I'm here, which type of thing is that, I'm here, no interpretation of songs. Sorry, that is no, it's not a Greek word. So you just see some very funny stuff. You are interpreting tongues. You first condemn. Where do you sit down? You have condemned your errors. The kingdom of God is coming. You have not interpreted. You are a sin messenger. Not a Christ messenger. A Christ messenger talks about remission of sin, cancellation of sin. Hallelujah. Aphesis, right? In the Greek. Cancellation. Aphesis, totally. Blotting out the handwriting. That's how your prophecy sounds. Blotting out the handwriting of all them that are against us. He took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. I don't spoil principalities and powers. He deceived them openly. How do you think we'll be interpreting to you and we'll be talking and we'll be hyping nonsense? We'll be hyping what Christ has conquered. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we speak God's will. So you are against the norm, okay? It's not, you are not a normality speaker. No, you are not a newscaster. You are not, it's not as you see, you say. No, as I see, I now mix what I see with God's will and I say God's will. Amen, amen. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Okay, so somebody who can now ask me, can I speak in tongues myself and interpret to myself? Yes. Oh, okay. Before I get that, okay. So right now, right now, your spirit decodes God's will. And your mind is willing to express the same. Your spirit decodes God's will, and your mind is willing to express the same in truth. So there is a practice to it. You must practice. There is a practice to it. So I said, can I speak in tongues myself and interpret to myself? Yes, but that is not what doctrine teach us. I've heard of this many questions before that saying, okay, can I interpret my tongue? Of course, yes, but that is not what doctrine teach us. You missed me somewhere, right? I said there's a practice to it, okay? Our spirit can decode God's will, and our mind is willing to express it in truth, okay? So there's a practice to it. It must not be done alone, no. It's not to be done alone.
It's not for that. It's not an alone practice. Well, can I speak in tongues myself and interpret? Yes, but that is not what doctrine teaches. Doctrine says from one to another. That's the point. From one to one is given. That's doctrine. Not to yourself. In fact, Jesus, you say, it's better to give than to what? Than to receive. See, I'm a giver. So Christianity is where I seek to give. Sorry, let me wait for you. Just 10 minutes, I'll be done. Christianity is where I seek to give. Christianity is where I seek to give, trusting God that someone will give back to me. That's it. Christianity is where I seek to give. My default is that I give. And I will only trust God that someone too will give back to me. Yeah, that's Christianity. That's Christianity. Colossians 3:16, same as utterance gift. So that means, although I can interpret my tongue, but God prefers you, okay, to do it where you can, by your interpretation, teach others to be what? To be better. Amen, amen? Amen, amen.
Amen.
So that you can do it personally does not mean that that's all there is to it. God's pattern. Doctrine says, see Colossians 3:16. After this, just two more scripture. Let's read loud and clear. Once you go, yes, sir. Let the word of Christ dwell in you all richly, teaching in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in what? Psalms and hymns and what? Spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the... Sorry, so how do you sing with grace in your heart to the Lord? You teach and you admonish out one another. Can you see that? Can you see that? Teaching and admonishing. So our songs can teach. Write that down, choir. Your songs should teach. Songs should teach. My songs should teach. Teaching and admonishing one another. My utterance should teach. In psalms, hymns, spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. So you can see there clearly, one to another again. Admonishing one another. Not just yourself. Again, Christianity is not to be practiced alone. Praise God. It's always better together. It's always better together. When one is weak, others will be there to raise him up. Please, every time, that is why, in fact, it was so serious that I even heard a pastor that said that, well, there are less instructions for personal prayer. The real instruction is for joint prayers. And it's true. And it's true. That's why you hardly see any instruction for go to your room, go to your house, and know God for yourself, and just read the Bible and get better. No, you should come together and be taught. That's the instruction. But it's of course, because of course, you cannot meet 24 hours in a day. That's why, okay, as you do it at home, you now come to the church and you do much more. See Psalm 30 verse 11, for instance. So let me teach you something. So for instance, at times, you can be praying the Holy Ghost and you receive some interpretation, and you think that, and it looks like it's for you alone. No. Look at you. So you now look at the word. This word, unless it's something that is so personal, it's particular to you. Most of the time, it applies to the saints. Trust me, as you are in church like this, God is more willing to speak to you for the benefit of others. Okay? God is more willing to what? Speak to you for the benefit of who? Others. God is more willing. He's more willing. So that means I cannot be in church and all I am receiving is for myself. Something is wrong. Something is wrong. So that means at times you can receive something, it looks like you alone, but in you sharing the utterance, you just turn into we. We. Hallelujah. Turn into we. It's us. Say it's us. Say it's us. Say I'm the temple of God and we are also the temple of God. I am, and we also are. See Psalm 30, verse 11 and 12. Just love the way this one sounds like. Thou hast turned my mourning
into dancing. Should that be an individual alone? Look at it. Psalm 30 verse 12. Don't look at me. Come on. Glory, glory, glory. Glory, glory, glory. You have two doors. Come on. Pray in the Holy Ghost, everybody. Pray in tongues. Loud, 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 loud. Lasaka, tema, neke, brikis, tege, vaka, tata. Linke, savike, niro, stogo. Yegelanda, kalaste, gebi, brinda, bristo, breke, brite, linte, sto. Yelante, lirosta, brinkanta. Likoste, gebiba, pata. Paladande, palandande, palandande. Lata, tata, 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 ta. La poli contost, la poli contost, la poli contoli, poti kelly kimbrige zigos. Amen. Please, anytime things or spirit are discussed, do your best. You must do your best to be active. Bring Nesca to church. Do your best to be active because there must be response. That's participation. Okay. Psalm 30, verse 11. Let's read 11 together. I want to go. Thou hast turned from my into dancing. Thou hast put off. Okay. Can we change the personal pronoun to what they call it again? To plural, right? Let's sing to plural and let's read together again. Want to go? Yes. Thou hast turned for us our money into dancing. Thou hast put off our sackcloth and guide us with. Do you observe that there's something different? You read it together. It's like you just saw an atmosphere. I didn't know you are too Dutch. You already snatched this thing on the head of somebody. Oh God, praise God. Immediately you put that us. You see, you just shade. You just, oh, you have, when you are seeing me, you're just me. Us. Immediately you are conscious of your what? Environment. Praise God. Say God's word is about us. Yeah, thank you. And see the next verse. Next verse. Verse 12. Yes. To the end, yes. Our glory. Yeah, that's it. So you don't think about just yourself. No. So we are those that know and we speak. We know and we speak. We know things by God. Say, I know things by God. Say, I know things by God. And you speak. Please don't forget the things of the Spirit. They are verbs. The use, it defines the activities. They are verbs. It's for edification, exhortation, and comfort. They are verbs. If you didn't see edification, exhortation, and comfort, don't call it a gift of the Spirit. Don't just call it any utterance the gift of the Spirit. Look at the end. If it didn't edify, it didn't exhort, it didn't comfort, don't call it a gift of the Spirit. It's not a gift of the Spirit. It may come supernaturally, but it's what is done that defines what it is. Amen, amen. For instance, that lady in Acts 16. Okay, divine, come on. Stand up, don't relax. That lady, because if you are sleeping, because God wants to bless through you, God will not even bless you. God will only be blessing you and you in your dream alone. That's a selfish thing. When you sleep in your dream, in your church, you're selfish. Amen. Praise God. Don't say, how God bless me through you. If I'm not sick now, you go, when God goes out to you, through you means out to me, you'll not be sleeping. Yeah, we'll now do like this. Are you all right? Warn yourself. Amen. Awesome. Okay, I said, like the lady in Acts 16, that said that, oh, these are the men that came to show us the way of salvation. She's saying it for deception. That lady with the, that damsel with the spirit of divination. She was saying it for deception because she's trying to say, yes, both Peter, both Paul and me, we are saying the same thing. We are in the same camp. So that's for deception. That is to authenticate herself. So you don't call that the gift of the Spirit. Oh, I saw your name. Your name starts with I. It ends with J. IJ. Asunto. That one is not a gift of the Spirit. You have not done anything. Says the end that defines the name. So if you didn't see edification, exhortation, and comfort, don't call it a gift of God. For God will not afflict. You call it fall down and die. It's not in 1 Corinthians 12. It's not there. It's not working of miracle. It's not. Don't call it it. Praise God. That's a walking of Satan. You don't care if it's an angel that did it or a demon. It's a walking of Satan. Praise God. Say it's the end that defines what the gift is. Thank you. Sorry for tormenting you with so much words today.
He will soon be free from my captivity too. Okay? So, anyway. For an unbeliever, yes, his spirit can thirst after God. But for the believer, the mind of the believer can lay demand on the things of God. You can deliberately lay demand. You can face a man like this. I want to know things about this man. You can pick a neighbor like this. And you, God, show me something about my neighbor. Deliberately, see my mind, can lay demand on my spirit. You can lay demand. For instance, what we call interpretation of tongues is for your mind to place a deliberate demand on your spirit to know what you just said in tongues. Interpretation of tongues is for your mind to place a deliberate demand on your spirit to know what your spirit just said in tongues. It's deliberate, guys. Say deliberate. That means if I'm praying the Holy Ghost, if I want to interpret, must I be casual? Where will my mind be? My mind is on what I am saying. As I'm speaking, I am concentrating. I am laying a demand on my spirit. I am trusting God here that as I have spoken in tongues, something will come. The interpretation will come. It's a deliberate demand. So I won't be distracted. I will be focused. So again, interpretation is to give meaning, is to give direction. It's to give meaning and to give direction. As you pray in the Holy Ghost, interpretation will be to give meaning and to give direction. You give meaning and you give direction. You give meaning and you give direction. You give meaning. It's not mysterious. You don't seek to mystify everything. No, you demystify. You don't mystify further. You demystify. And please write this down. It comes like a spark at times. Like a spark, like a thought, like a picture, like a reasoning, like a revelation. It comes like a spark, like a thought, like a picture, like a reasoning, like a revelation. Then your renewed mind can now expand it further. Your renewed mind, it will now expand it further. Yeah, your renewed mind can now expand it further. Your renewed mind can now expand it further. So please write this down clearly. Understanding doctrine is part of mastery in the gift of interpretation. Because you need a renewed mind to now expand it further. Understanding doctrine is part of your mastery. Mastery in the gift of interpretation. Doctrine. Understanding doctrine is part of the mastery in the gift of interpretation. Or in the giving, in the Torea, in the giving of interpretation. It's brother way. So please, last scripture, 1 Corinthians 14 verse 12. Ramakai, when you are done reading. 1 Corinthians 14, 12. Thank you. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you. 14:12. 1, 2, go. Yes, as even so, yeah, for as much as you are zealous of spirituals, seek that you may excel to the edifying of the. Come on, let's read it again. 1, 2, go. Yes, as 1, 2, go. Yeah. Have you seen what I'm saying right now? That it's not just that I can do it well. Is that what? I can do it well to what? To bless God's church. That's just, see, you know, that is almost the same like what I'm saying in the morning, right? That God just wants you. He didn't want you to practice Christianity alone. No. The things of the Spirit, they are not for you to practice alone. So, you don't stay in my house and say, yes, I can. Sometimes we talk about it, yeah, that we want to come together and pray for 12 hours, 13, 6, more, 24, as much as we can. And somebody will now say, but I can do this in my house. You're not getting the point.
Now she's talking like a selfish man. As much as you are zealous, okay, you are zealous, right? That means I'm not only thinking about myself, I am thinking of how I can bless others in the same activity. How I can teach others to be better in the same activity. Trust me, praying in tongues in your house, you have edified yourself awesomely. But when you do that in the church, okay, even your attitude has edified others. Amen, amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yeah, that's the last scripture. So you seek to excel to the edifying of the church. You seek that excellence. You seek that excellence. It should not be time for some people. Please me. If I say, let me pray for you, and you are just doing, I will leave you. But you want to waste my gift. Come on, just say, in the terms of the Holy Spirit, let's pray together. See strange being gone. That's the reverence. You know, in this place, once you are praying, don't you gum, right? No? Who knows why? There's a scripture we carry code. No scripture. Amen. That's us. We don't chew gum when we pray. Why? How? The scripture is that, why must I be praying and I'm man and go down? Papa. Master get. Run take us. Enter. So if truly we prayed for 1 hour, you prayed for how long? 30 minutes. Half. And you chew gum for the rest of 30 minutes. So I got some nice ethics, okay? Just good. We say it's time for the things of God. Don't put a doll first. What is that? No. You stay active. You stay receptive. Because you don't know. The person beside you may be saved from death by your utterance. That's happened plenty of times. The person beside you may just be in church for what you have to say. Amen, amen. So that means when we are selfish, we are not only doing ourselves, we are doing others around us. So the job of the pastor, I'm not here now that I am the one that will teach all of you, give all of you the words to say. No, God will walk through you to bless you, walk through you to bless you, walk through you to bless you, walk through you to bless you. Walk through you to bless you, walk through you to bless you. That's how God works. That's the workings of God. So what's the job of the pastor? Coordination. Order, right? Make sure things are done perfectly and in order. Amen, amen. Praise God. Is that clear today? Oh, yeah. So, you seek to clear things out, okay? I wrote here. So, you seek to be clear, not to be confusing or mysterious. You want to interpret tongues. You are speaking tongues. You're now sounding like Prophet Ezekiel. Yeah, and I see a house. And the house has a penthouse. And the penthouse has a bed on the top of the penthouse. Yes, and the bed is color white and blue. Yes, and the bed flew. And I see the bed flying to Niger State. Yeah, and on the way, I can see some arrows. Some people fire an arrow to the bed. Oh, and throw, and the bed escaped. Now the bed is in Niger State. Glory to God. End of interpretation. Who is the bed? Who is the house? Who is the penthouse? Give me. I've seen people that they will call 5-6 people out by the word of knowledge. Oh, you are here this morning. Before coming to service this morning, you heard big Eba. You are by this side. Oh, and you ate Eba this morning. Come out. Okay. You came out. That is a token. That is a sign. You have not said anything. You have not edified. You are here. Oh, and of course, the one you must not mention people's ATM card. And also, you won't mention people's clothes. That one is, I will chase you out of the church. I will chase you. If all you can discern is what? ATM card. Or people's inner clothes. You don't have a ministry. You are not today. Let me calm down. Calm down. Amen, amen. Praise God. Say, I don't throw away Christian sanity in the place of spirituals. How do you imagine somebody's wife is in church and you are designing the inner wear of somebody's wife and the husband is there? Are you trying to scatter church? What are you after? Start praying in tongues, everybody. Thank you.
Pray in tongues, pray. Open your mouth. Close your anyway. Open your mouth. Open. Let me tell you the truth. You have to open your mouth and pray. Come on. Open it. Pray. God is healing you right now. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Strength is coming to your mind right now. Strength for decision making is coming right now. Strength for decision making is coming right now. Strength for days to come is coming right now. It's coming. Pray. Pray. Pray, come on, pray. Amen. Amen. Be upstanding. And let's say this word after me. If there's two or three, I don't want us to do going together one-to-one utterance today. Maybe on Tuesday we proceed further into that. Say, I can speak in tongues because I have the Spirit of God. Say, I have the Spirit of God because I have believed God's report in salvation through faith in Christ. Come on, say, I can speak in tongues because I have the Spirit of God. Say, and I have the Spirit of God because I have believed God's report in salvation through faith in Christ. Say, tongues are not strange to me. Come on, say, tongues are not strange to me. Say, tongues make sense to me. Say, tongues are not strange to me. Tongues make sense to me. I am a spiritual man. Tongues is a spiritual language. Spiritual means spiritual. It all makes sense. Come on, it all makes sense. It all makes sense. So I give myself so much to it. Say, I can interpret because I seek to edify others. I can interpret because I seek to make others better. Say, I come to church to be edified and to edify others. Say, I come to church to be edified and to edify others. Say, in my church, we come behind in no gift of the Spirit. Come on, say, in my church, we come behind in no gift of the Spirit. Say, whatever seems lacking, I supply. Whatever seems lacking, I supply. Say, in my church, we are strong in praying tongues and stronger in interpretation. Come on, say, in my church, we are very strong in praying tongues. In fact, we are stronger in interpretation. Glory to God. Say, we give direction by the Spirit of God. Say, we clear confusions. We clear confusion by the Spirit of God. We bask joy in men's hearts by the Spirit. We bask joy in men's hearts by the Spirit. All by the same Spirit. No special qualification. All by the same Spirit. No special qualification. When we are come together, whosoever needs healings, he gets healed. Whosoever needs edification, he gets edified. From one to one, we give freely. From one to one, is freely given. All we have are the Spirit. Therefore, in this divine activity, I am not left behind. I am no spectator here. I am not left behind. There is no spectator here. Hallelujah. Say, I am not left behind. I am not left behind. I am no spectator. Say, anywhere it may happen, I shook my head there. Anywhere it may happen, I shook my head there. It's my team.
So I play my role in giving and receiving. It's my thing. So I play my role in giving and receiving. Glory to God. Glory, 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 glory. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Pray in the Holy Ghost. We are closing service. Pray in the Holy Ghost. You are no spectator. Pray in the Holy Ghost. 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 Thank you, Lord Jesus. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Come on, choir. I have utterance. Come on, pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Latera sevela brande soba banze dada. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray, pray. First, pray. Let's pray for 5 minutes first. Bala 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 sege pila sege bala 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 sege bala 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 zota la zada da bala bala des. Embracha bala 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 zota bala bala zonto bala bala zonto la bala bala se meka baos. Shata la bala 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 se bala bala kate la bala kate. Embracha ta 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 ta. Shateli shata la shata la shate. Lekele shekele 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 stam. Embracha bala bala zota la bala se tele bala bala se tele bos. Le bala 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 se tele bala pray de de de. Sebele bele bata rase da 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 da. Shata la bala maseto le pros. Shato le bala bala mazota le brochata. E brocha bala maseta la katelos. E mala bala mazota mala mazota bala bakata. E papa te bala brocha mala mazota le bas. E zota da 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 da. E brocha bala bala mazota bala 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 bala. E brocha mala mazota bala bala mazota mala bakata. E brocha la mala mazota le mazota le bas. In Prachelemo Zotoma Lema Sete, Isteketa, Isteketa, Isteketata, Impantente, Imprasteketotas, O Shata Lema 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 In Prachel and Malemon Santo Malemaka Sikapa, in Shatal and Malemon Sentemakapi, in Baba 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 Bam, in Prachel and Malemon Sentemalemon Sentemakapam, in Prachel and Malemon Sentemalemon Sentemalemon Sentemakapa, in Malamanaman Sentem, in Prasatatam, in Baba 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 Bam, in Baba 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 Bam, Satala Katemalemakatemakapi, in Prachel and Malemon Sentemalemon Sentemakapam. In Prachamalama Center, Malama Center, eh, Baba 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 Baba, Yatala Bala 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 Bala, Yatala Bala 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 Bala, Yatala Bala 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 Bala, Yatala Bala 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 Bala, Yatala Bala 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 Bala, Yatala 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 Bala 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 Bala, Bala 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 Bala, Yatala Bala 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 Bala, Bala 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 Bala. I have utterance. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I have utterance.
I have words to speak.
Just give me answer and receive. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Full of power by the Spirit in me. I have utterance. I have words to speak. I'm full of power by the Spirit in me.
I'm
full of power,
I'm full of power,
by the Holy Ghost,
by the Spirit in me.
Say, I have utterance,
I have words to speak.
I'm full of power,
I'm full of power,
by the Spirit in me.
Spirit in me.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You just have three utterances. It will be not from workers, not from any of the leaders in church. No. My friend, Sakusi, please come forward. Ratoni, please come forward. Oh, awesome. I was expecting. Ramake, come forward. I'm not in workers in training. In fact, oh, Anamaste Gaba Branche. Ramake, come. I have seen
that. I am hearing me.
Ba, da, ba, da, ba, da, ba.
I have seen that. I am hearing it. I am hearing this right now.
I have seen that.
I have seen that. I am hearing this. I am hearing this right now.
Hallelujah. Yeah, come again, come.
Ebradoshka de banande soprakadada o shante yadabana ektenevo sande gabarade kosia. We're in a season of power. We're in a season of power. And everyone from this moment right on, we go out there and we heal everyone that are sick. We heal everyone that are sick. There is somebody here because you're here right now. The sickness in your family are being removed right now. There is a sickness trend in that family, but it's being removed right now. And from now on, so that person is a carrier of God's healing. And he heals everybody he meets right on his way from his place of work down to everywhere the person gets to. The person is a carrier of God's healing. Now, for all of us that we are here, God is saying that we are people that are going to manifest his power in great dimensions. We are people that are going to manifest his power in great diversity, that will be blessing unto one another. There will be none that does not have anything to give. There will be none that will not have anything to give in this garden. There will be none. There will be the least amongst us will give a lot. The least amongst us will give a lot. The least amongst us will give a lot. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
I have seen
right now.
Rabados, Tekatos, and Lena Bay, Shekodos, the Blah Blah Stees, the Coast, the Barabara, Echoes, the Plenies, the Coast, the Ecos, the Pates, the Kish, the Barabara. Listen, everybody now. Listen, there is a skill in giving the things of the Spirit, so also there is a skill in receiving the gift of the Spirit. Amen. So you pay attention. There is going to be an overflow, not only an overflow in giving of the things of the Spirit, but also an overflow in receiving the things of the Spirit. See, from today, tomorrow, till the end of the week, there will be an overflow. Forever and ever, there will be an overflow. There will be an overflow in not only giving, but also in receiving. So open your heart. Open your heart to receive what God has planned for you. Oh, be careful of comparison. Be careful of comparison. Be careful of comparison. This is a place of oneness. Amen. Amen. Nobody is better than the other. We are getting better by the other. Listen. There are two people here. You've been having back pain consistently. Two people. Just put your hand at the back of your, just put your hand at your back now. And I command in the name of Jesus, every back pain in the name of Jesus is gone right now. It's gone right now. Amen. Check it. What you could not do before, start doing it. Bend, twist, do everything. Do everything you could not do before. Rat knows the coach to badash the car. Rat knows that knees the coach to badabada. Rat knows that knees the coach and knees the close the knees the coach to badabada. As you master the giving of the gift of the Spirit, master the receiving of the gift of the Spirit. Because in the receiving of the Spirit, you get better. In the giving of the Spirit, you help others become better. In the receiving of the gift of the Spirit, you get better yourself. So master the gift of receiving the gift of the Spirit as well. Glory to God.
Right now, I have seen that.
Gasako prete levato shatana dada Legando te na cavato shateva da tananska Lenando te avate satana vatandu seketea Predele dato satavatania natashke vatonea. It's amazing that the expression of the Spirit in us doesn't take into consideration our personal qualifications. It doesn't matter who we are, where we've been, what we have, what we lack. It doesn't matter because our sufficiency is Christ and it is from Him we take. We don't look on ourselves, we look on Christ. So when we begin to feel inadequate, when we begin to feel unworthy, unqualified, we don't have this, we don't have that, we just look on Christ and we begin to expect what we have in Christ, not what we have in ourselves, not what we own, not what we don't have or lack or anything. We look on the sufficiency of Christ and we take from the limitless, unending. It's unreserved, it's overflowing. We just tap in, we just grab it, we just take it. It's there and it's sufficient for every one of us. We don't lack anything. It's enough, it's abundant. And it doesn't take into consideration what you do not have. Glory to God. Shut up.
Thank you, Lord. Jesus. Hallelujah. Yeah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Pastor, any announcement? No announcement. Okay. Awesome. Yeah. Service is back after, fully back now after some months of lockdown. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Yes. As a church, we are progressing. Like today, officially, we just had Hannah. So, we have advanced service in Zaria side today, officially. Did the side of today, officially. And just as we are preaching and we are just flowing, amen, praise God, as just a result of activities. These are all areas where we have started months before now. This has just been official, amen, amen, praise God. And like me say from Tuesday, like Brother Tony said, we look more a bit at the receiving aspects. Believers must know how to receive from one another, amen, amen. Yeah, you know how to receive. The same, you know, there's a face to which we put to giving, which we must also put to receiving. Okay? There's a being deliberate that we put to giving, that we also put to receiving in the things of God. Praise God. See, this is your thing, okay? You will do this, okay? All those, and trust me, okay, that we don't share testimonies openly, don't think things are not happening, okay? Trust me, we receive awesome Bible class testimony. I mean, in this place. Are you getting what I'm saying? Bible was Bible class. Amen, amen. Bible class testimony. Yeah, we do. We do. We do. Praise God. Praise God. So, Rem, there will be so much more for you, to you, for you to you, from you to you. So stay with unity, okay? Stay with one another. Stay receptive. Praise God. Amen, amen. Praise God. And again, as you go out there, your mode has turned to now giving mode. Amen. When you are in church, most of you are in giving and receiving, right? Once you get out there, which mode are you? Giving. Or you are anybody. Where are you? I won't die. I have given time. Thank you. God bless you. See you on Tuesday.